God bless you and shalom. This is the All About the Kingdom podcast with your host, evangelist and teacher, Lori Baker. We are dedicated to strengthening the believer with kingdom-focused biblical applications to live by. Our heart's desire is to lead someone to eternal life for those who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We pray that this message today will both edify and bless you. And now we're going into the message that is now in progress. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, we just thank you for your word today. We ask that you bless the word today. Bless each one that would hear the word. Lord, bless me to say only what you will have me to say. Anoint me with your word in Jesus Yeshua's name. So glad that you're here with us today. We're going into the word of God. We're going to be talking about after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What happens when the Holy Ghost comes upon an individual? We're going to Acts chapter 1, and we're going in the setting where Jesus is on the Mount of Olives, and he's talking to his disciples after his resurrection and after he has been seen for 40 days, and he had appeared to 500 plus his disciples. And he begins to instruct them about what is about to take place. What is the next thing on the agenda? Praise God. So Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and we will begin reading there. It says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So I want to stop right there. I began to pray and ask the Lord to open my understanding about the Holy Ghost upon us. So many times we attempt to do things and we have not been empowered by the Holy Ghost, even though we have been filled with the Holy Ghost. And we will talk about the filling of the Holy Ghost in another session, but we have not been empowered by the Holy Ghost. And how many know that without God, we can do nothing? Without his Spirit, we cannot do anything that is kingdom focused. So in the book of Acts at 1:8, it begins reading, "But you shall receive." And this phrase, "you shall receive," means to be able to be empowered. You're not just receiving it, but it means of that which is taken is not let go. To seize, to lay hold of, to apprehend. This is what Lombano is meaning. After, but you shall receive. This is something that you're going to take hold of. You're going to lay hold of. Power after the Holy Ghost is come. I want to stop right there. This phrase is come, epikomai, it means to come upon. It's an advent to overtake. So you're going to seize this power and you're not going to let go of it. And with this, you're going to receive power and you're going to be witnesses to me, to Jesus. in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the world, of the earth. And so, in other words, we need the Holy Ghost to do kingdom business. We need to realize that the attributes of the Holy Ghost. We need to understand that we don't just go do things. We need to ask the Lord to empower us. We need to seize hold of the power that He's already given us and not go in the fleshly. We're going to go into some encounters of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit upon different individuals in the Bible. And Numbers chapter 11, verse 26 says, "But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them. And they were them that were written, but not out unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Lord, Moses forbid them. And Moses said unto him, Envy thou for my sake? Don't be envious for my sake. I would to God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. And so the action is that those that were with Moses were prophesying, but those that were not with Moses, the ones that stayed behind, also when the Spirit of the Lord fell upon them or came upon them, they prophesied. Okay, so that is an action that you're going to see in many of the scriptures, and I have a few, of what takes place when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon or seizes a person that is yielded to him. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So the Holy Ghost, when it comes upon us, it is also empowerment for us to be able to see, be able to prophesy. And as we study, we find that Simeon, he gets to see Jesus when he's brought to the temple before he dies. We're going to go to 2 Chronicles 24 and 20. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehoiada, and he is empowered to speak with boldness to the people. So verse 20 says, and the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people and said unto them, Thus said God. What is he doing? He's prophesying. Why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has also forsaken you. So it gives a person boldness also to speak the word of God, to speak just what God says. Then we find Samuel the prophet is in Naioth and in Ramah with David, because Saul is seeking both of them. Saul sends one messenger to the prophets and they prophesy. And they're looking for Samuel and David. So he sends a second one and a third one. In like manner, this is what happens. And so Saul says, what? I'm going to go there myself. Judges 14. It's not Judge 14. That's Sansa. But anyway, Saul goes to find them. And when he comes all the way, he begins to prophesy all the way from Nath in Ramah. And the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and he prophesied. He prophesied so much until people began to say, is Saul also among the prophets? So the Spirit of the Lord can come upon a person also to correct them. You know, the Spirit of God is so precious. And even though the Spirit of God came upon Saul, he did not change his ways. He continued like he was doing. He continued to pursue David to try to kill him. And you all know the story. But anyway, I don't want to digress from where I'm at. But what I'm saying is that the Spirit of the Lord, when it comes upon you, there's a change. There's a reason for the Spirit of the Lord coming upon you in the beginning. Acts 1 and 8, it was to empower them to be witnesses. So we go to Judges 14, verse 19. Judges chapter 14, verse 19. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their spoil and gave change of garments unto them, which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. This is Sansa. These men had given him a riddle. He was already mad. They had done all kind of things to him. And so he went and he slew 30. And then brought the garments to them. So it empowers us with supernatural strength to do what is almost impossible. And I'm not going to just talk about natural strength. What about empowers us to go through trials? It shields us. It's a shield. It's like a covering for us. It's like a paraclete. It goes with us. It's upon us. So we go to Judges chapter 11, verse 29. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead, which is a very rocky region, and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead, he passed over unto the children of Ammon. He was able to go into battle. Here again, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. But he tries to manipulate the Spirit of the Lord. And as you will, if you read on, you'll find out that something tragic happened to his life. So it's not to be toyed with. The Spirit of the Lord is precious. And so we're going to go on. But what I wanted to point out is that Jephthah was empowered when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So we're going to go to Our last scripture is Luke chapter 3, verse 22. And John bared record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, capital S. In thee, in you, I am well pleased. So Jesus is the one that John is referring to him to. And he says that the same one that told him to baptize is the same one told him that whoever you see the Spirit of the Lord resting upon him and remaining, that is the one that's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. So we're talking about two things. The Holy Ghost upon and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So it is necessary that we wear the Holy Ghost upon us. It is necessary to ask the Lord, Lord, anoint me to do this. Lord, or that we yield ourselves, that we get in a position mentally, spiritually, so that the Holy Ghost can rest upon us. Not just in us, but upon us, that we are aware that the Holy Ghost does rest upon us to be the witnesses that God has called us to be. We denounce and we bind every weighty spirit that tries to rest upon your lives, your ministry, your outlook, and we ask the Lord to move for those of us who have accepted him as Savior, that we will be witnesses in this hour. And Lord, we ask that you anoint us, adorn us with your Holy Spirit, with your Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua, our King. God bless you, and I trust that God has touched you with his word, that you are aware that the Holy Ghost is present and he's able and he's willing to be a helper for you today that have accepted Jesus Yeshua as your Savior. God bless you until the next episode of the Holy Ghost series. Thank you for tuning in to hear the Word of God today. We will be continuing this study on the Holy Ghost. To make sure that you don't miss an episode, just click the follow button. And if this word has been a blessing to you, or if it has edified you, we ask that you please share. We're also asking you to join us in prayer for our country, the great United States of America. Also praying for the peace of Jerusalem, the persecuted church, and for those who have not come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. If you have any questions, you may contact us at our website, greatoutpouring.today. Greatoutpouring.today. So, until the next time, pray that God bless you and you have a wonderful day.